The Grammy nominations are here and we're breaking it down. Swifties are stressed about getting tickets to Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour, Megan Thee Stallion in more legal trouble with her label, and Roddy Ricch takes over LA with 4 shows. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, November 15th.
The legal fight between Megan Thee Stallion and her record label 1501 continues as the rapper is granted an emergency restraining order against them ahead of this Sunday's American Music Awards. Megan Thee Stallion is nominated for Favorite Hip Hop Artist at this year's AMAs, and the Her rapper has been granted a restraining order against her record label, 1501, along with her distributor, 300 Entertainment, after claiming the label unlawfully took steps to block or interfere with Megan exploiting, licensing, or publishing her music in the lead-up to the award show on Sunday. Harris County District Court in Texas noted, Megan will suffer irreparable harm if her music cannot be used in conjunction with her promotion for the AMAs, and set the order through November 20th, with a hearing on the 22nd. This is just another battle in Megan's ongoing legal war with her label. We wish our hottie the best in her fight and at the AMAs.
Your 2023 Grammy nominations are here, and it's a big day for Adele, Lizzo, Harry Styles, and Doja Cat, but it's Beyoncé, no surprise, making history.
You won't break my soul.
Beyoncé now have 9 nominations, including Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year with Break My Soul and Renaissance.
But not only that, she now ties her husband Jay-Z as the most nominated artist of all time with 88.
But let's break down Queen B's competition. For Song of the Year, she's against Adele's Easy On Me, Lizzo's About Damn Time, Harry Styles' As It Was, Steve Lacy's Bad Habit, DJ Khaled's God Did, Kendrick Lamar's The Hard Part 5, Bunny Raitt's Just Like That, Gayle's ABCDEFU, and Taylor Swift's All Too Well 10-Minute Version, Taylor's Version. While Album of the Year could be Beyoncé's, ABBA's, Adele's, Mary's, Kendrick's, Lizzo's, Harry's, Brandy's, Coldplay's, or Bad Bunny's. Un Verano Sin Ti is the first Spanish language album to get nominated for Album of the Year. Of course, we've got a batch of Best New Artists to congratulate as well. Anita, Omar Apollo, Lado, Maneskin are all up for the coveted award. Congrats to them and fellow first-time nominees Kim Petras and Glorilla. And congrats to my boys BTS on being nominated for Yet to Come and My Universe with Coldplay. Hope they win. Now, who do you hope to see win big on February 5th? Well, let us know in the comments. And for the full list of nominees and to see who didn't make the cut, check out Billboard.com.
That's my twin. GLE. GLE. Matching Benz.
Roddy Ricch drops new music with Lil Durk as he plays 4 shows in his hometown of LA with Post Malone and does community outreach.
You know, I'm from the city of Los Angeles. Make some noise for LA.
We took you to the forum where Billboard Hot 100 topper Roddy Ricch opened up for our boy Posty on Thursday and Sunday, delivering his signature hit.
I got the mouthwash, and I'm
the rapper has 2 additional shows at Crypto.com Arena tonight, November 15th and 16th. And he's giving back. On the 16th, he's covering grocery bills for lucky shoppers at the Ralphs in the Ladera Center. And on the 17th, he's at Fixin' Soul Kitchen in downtown LA, giving out free meals. And that food is good, y'all. All this as he dropped a new track, Twin, with Lil Durk.
We not menace to society, killers gather ready. I didn't say some that's super deep, I got anxiety.
And his tour buddy Post has a reason to celebrate too. Post Malone and Swae Lee's Sunflower is now the most certified song in RIAA history, going 17 times platinum.
You're a sunflower, I think your love would be too much.
Taylor Swift fights off a historic week for Drake to stay on top, as her fans freak out over her tour presale and gear up for the Eras Tour with some big opening acts.
Must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
Anti-Hero tops the Billboard Hot 100 again as Drake nabs 8 spots in the top 10 with 21 Savage on 7 of them. Drake is the only artist to have logged at least 8 songs in the top 10 twice. And today, Tays, the Eras Tour tickets go on sale, and the big question is, did you get a pre-sale code? Whew, I'm safe. Yesterday, I got my email trended on Twitter as some Swifties received their advance access while others were waitlisted. Ticketmaster is still trending. Good luck to you all. The tour has some epic opening acts with Paramore, Gayle, Muna, Haim, and more doing dates, along with her former dancer Owen also getting to take the stage. The full list of supporting acts and their dates are at Billboard.com.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.